Page 46. I am sorry. A new adventure started. A new year to turn the impossible into possible. Dreams to reflect on, new projects to focus on, etc. Some calls from old friends made Shelby take this new adventure with hope. At the beginning, it seemed it would be something totally different. However, it got worse. The only thing that Shelby could count on was his attitude towards difficulty. 6 months passed by, and Shelby realized it was not a place for him. He was not doing his job the way he liked doing it. He was not happy at all. He was worried about leaving his job. It was not an easy step. Last February, Shelby got what he was hoping to get, an explanation for what had happened. There were some messages waiting to be answered. At first, Shelby was hesitant about whether he should read them and answer back or not. Shelby stared at the notice bubbles on his message app. After a few minutes, he finally opened them and read through. All those restless nights and sleep deprivation will finally fade away. It was Melanie trying to reach Shelby. It had been almost 2 years since the last time they talked to each other.
Hey, it's Melanie. I know you might be surprised about me sending you a message. I really want to talk to you. I have always believed that you are a great person, no matter whether you answer back or not. I just want you to know I'm sorry if what I did offended you or hurt you in any way. I would really like you to answer back. Please forgive me.
It was just the first lines of the message. Shelby was so touched by it that he continued reading. He finally got the explanation that made it all clear. Shelby answered the message right away he finished reading it. Shelby and Melanie had a long talk and they made out. Things will never be the same, but at least they had the chance to practice some of the things that are important in life. Listening to people, evaluating situations, learning from hard experiences, and forgiving.